Hey, Jeff, how are you? Mary Kay. It takes you two of them, huh?
Everybody ready? We really don't have any opening remarks. We're just happy to answer whatever questions you have. That's good. Can we go?
Can't say much, but can you update us in speaking with Jimmy Haslam and kind of what's been going on in Knoxville? Obviously, it's a real concern to a lot of Browns fans.
Right. I mean, I think that Jimmy made a statement the other day. There's not much I can add to it. I mean, he's here today. He's here tomorrow, which was the plan all along. Browns operations are same as they've always been, will be the same. You know, as he expressed, he's very confident that this will take some time, but it will all work out and that they've done nothing wrong. So really beyond reiterating what he said, there's nothing we can add.
Mike, it seems like with the change in the salary cap that there's more trading activity in the top of the draft. Do you expect that on Thursday?
You know, I think you prepare for everything, and that's what the draft is, just being prepared. So I really couldn't say one way or the other. You know, I think it's just about being prepared and thorough and making sure you have everything covered.
Would you guys trade down and get a second round pick?
You know, I think, Jeff, a lot of that is all situational. It comes down to really the situation of the time. So it's hard to really go into it before that.
Mike, what's it been like being back in the room dealing with the scouts, getting everybody on the same page?
It's been good. You know, it's been fun. It's been busy, but it's been really good. It's been refreshing and obviously having access to more information than you would on the other side of the media is helpful as well. So it's been really good. It's been exciting.
When you look at the quarterback class, you know, people compare it to last year's. Are there questions with all these top prospects when last year maybe a couple of those guys were viewed as can't miss?
You know, I think in every draft there's questions with every player. So, you know, even last year, everybody looks back on it now, but I think everybody had questions. So you just try to process it and make sure you make the right determination based on your grading system.
Just overall, this draft, how do you look at it in terms of the quality of defensive players, offensive players? Are there certain areas that stand out to you?
I think every draft is unique and different. I think that as you evaluate it, you can get the right seven players for your team. The depth of the draft never really matters. It matters about just getting the right seven.
Mike, you're in the media for a long time. What type of PR hit does an NFL team absorb or have to absorb when its owner's company is raided by the FBI and the IRS?
You can determine that for yourself. Anybody else?
All the time that you're spending, you know, going and doing all the private workouts with the quarterbacks. And Joe, when we talked to you, I think it was at the combine. I know that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned that quarterback wasn't necessarily the focus at number six. Has that changed, or do you just have to do all this as part of your due diligence?
Well, I mean, I think, as Mike said, you got to prepare yourself for any possibility. And you certainly don't want to under-evaluate probably what everybody would agree is the most important position on the field. So we're just trying to be very thorough about everything. There are quarterbacks in this draft that are intriguing. You know, we'll have to make an evaluation between now and next Thursday on just how intriguing, and, you know, other teams will be doing the same thing, so you'll see what's available where. But we're not going into it with a focus other than trying to continue to build the team, especially at key positions that we think really, really good teams are strong at, and move forward that way.
Look at your inside linebacker situation right now. Are you guys comfortable with what you have there, or is that something that is of emphasis in the draft to you?
I think you have to build the team based on the criteria you set forward, and the depth chart really doesn't play into that. I think every draft's different, and so you just have to evaluate the draft and the positions at the draft the best you can and put it up there and then move forward. But in terms of how your team relates, I don't think that's really relevant.
Comfortable going into a season with Robertson, who played here last year, played a lot of kind of different roles for them?
I think there's a lot of ongoing evaluation left to do for a lot of things, so it's really hard to answer that at this point.
Mike,
paraphrase something I think that Joe said recently, Whedon's the starter, there would be competition. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but relative to that, and I'm forgetting for a moment what Joe said about it, what do you say about where Whedon stands in that context?
Well, is that a question for Joe? Or sorry?
Forget what I said. Ignore
Joe
me.
Joe's sitting next to me. I mean, you ask.
Being the starter right now in this mini camp or not being.
I thought Joe handled it well.
That's a good answer.
Well, what do you think of Whedon now after seeing him here in this mini camp?
You know, Jeff, I've been really busy. I watched the tape. It's been busy on what I'm really studying on the draft at this point and watching the tape of the practice.
Mike, can you assess this class of cornerbacks?
Cornerbacks? Well, you know, I think because of the college football, there's a lot more passing, so there's a lot more guys that cover. So it's got a lot of depth to it, and it's making sure you define that depth and define the role. So it'll be an interesting corner class.
Mike, how would you describe your organization's strategy on cornerbacks in free agency? Did you want to acquire a starter, or did circumstances just prevent that? Or what was the strategy at going in?
The strategy was to try to make sure that we got good players at positions and an economic value of those positions, and I think we did that.
How different is, Mike, what you're doing right now in preparing for your role on the three draft days than anything you've ever done? Or is it how is it similar in some ways to
Well, I mean, I did TV, but I did this before, so it's a little different than TV. I don't have to sit in that box and answer questions at NFL Network, so that's a little different. But
different the characters, you know, the dynamics between you and Joe, I assume, are different.
But Joe and I have been together in a room before, so it's football, you know, so it's good.
Mike, there's a lot of talk about